Anna, are you ready for your on-the-spot question?
Always.
Okay. Okay, what is something that you like to do that's like hard? It's like hard. Some people might not have fun doing it, but you like doing
Mountain biking.
it.
Easy. Mountain biking. I find it, I mean, after I stopped racing, I thought I would not miss the races because I was like, those are so hard. But then the more time has gone on, I miss the races so much, which is so weird because it's so hard and it,
Yeah.
like, the nerve build up to it, the
Like
nerves.
uphill.
Yeah, it's so hard, but I actually like it. Yeah, I really love the hard. But then other people, they'll be like, you're crazy. Why do you like the hills? But I see a hill and I just love to sprint up it. I just love the burn.
Okay, yeah, you were a good person to ask that. And that's like no joke. Like when we bought even running, we have gun runs, you sprint up hills.
It's over faster.
Yeah, nice.
Welcome to the I Remember podcast. This is where we slow down for a bit and share the tender mercies we've seen in our lives, those little reminders that God is near. In the scriptures, God tells us over and over to remember.
So that's what we're here to do.
Welcome to the I Remember podcast with Anna
and Annie.
Today, we are going to talk about faith and how when we have faith, tender mercies come. And God can use our faith to show us those tender mercies.
Yeah, because God truly is a God of miracles and all things are possible to him.
In Ether 12, verses 6 and 7, I think this is a very familiar scripture to a lot of people, but it says, "For ye receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. For it was by faith that Christ showed himself unto our fathers, and after he had risen from the dead. He showed not himself unto them until after they had faith in him."
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. I think that's what a lot of the purpose of this life is trying our faith. Because of the way that the earth is set up, we can't see all things, but we're tried to see if we will have faith through our trials. When we exercise that faith, I know that we are given heavenly help, and that after the trial of our faith, we receive the witness. I think the last few weeks, I've definitely had my faith tried a little bit with just things I've struggled with. And I've been wrapping up this class and had different medication side effects that were difficult for me. And I've learned a lot. I also have been given so much heavenly help. One of the things that God taught me during this trial was just that no matter what the outcome is, what he cares about is, am I going to have faith during this trial? Am I going to try and turn to him and do my best no matter what I go through? With that, I've had to come to a point where I'm like, well, whatever happens, it'll be okay. And I'll still have faith no matter what. But throughout this trial, I'll just call this a path class a trial.
Sometimes math classes are a trial, let's be honest.
But like on the tests, I was able to do better than I could have on my own. And in the end, was able to pass the class, even though it was the very last day when I took the fourth test and the final. So that was definitely a miracle. And I had a lot of people fasting and praying for me, which meant a lot to me. And yeah.
I think that is such a tender mercy that once you had faith in him, and I saw you, like, you were going to the temple, you were still studying your scriptures, like all of these things that are acts of faith showing God that I want you in my life, and I want help with the things that I'm facing.
Yeah.
And by you doing that, he was able to bless you with so much more capability than you thought.
And I will say, like, sometimes things don't always work out the way we want it to, even when we're having faith. But something that's beautiful is that God also has promised that for those that love the Lord, all of their trials will be consecrated for their good. So even if maybe we are going through a trial and we're trying to have faith throughout it and it doesn't turn out how we want it to, even in those times, in the end, we'll be blessed for having that faith, and those trials will purify our hearts, even if we can't necessarily see it right in the moment.
I can testify of that. I definitely did not plan on where I am right now. This was not in my plan, but I definitely can testify that having faith in God is truly what gives us power and gives us the strength we need. Faith is an action word, right? Faith is getting on our knees and praying. Faith is reading our scriptures. Faith is going to the temple. Faith is being there for someone. Faith is so many different aspects of our life that God can see and use for our benefit. I have a story of faith on my mission. I was in Singapore, and so it was very rainy, very, very rainy. It rained every day, which I love the rain. A lot of my 10 mercies that I would write down, a lot of it was, it rained today, because that truly was a tender mercy for me. When I would have a hard day, I'd be like, Heavenly Father, could it just rain today? And I kind of knew it was already going to rain, but it always just made me feel better when that rainstorm would come in. And so one day it rained. And the problem with raining is finding. It kind of makes people go inside because no one really wants to be out in the rain. I did, but a lot of people didn't. Yeah, so it started raining about 30 minutes, I think, before we were going to go finding. And my companion looked outside and she was like, well, darn it, it's raining. We're probably not going to be able to go finding in the place that we wanted to go finding. And I was like, nope, we will. By the time we need to go finding, it'll stop raining. And she stopped and looked at me and said, how do you know? I said one word, faith. And that's it. And I'm honestly surprised at myself at how much faith I had in that moment. I was like, yeah, the rain is going to stop. And I knew even if it didn't stop raining, that it would be according to God's plan and that that's not where we needed to go. But I did have faith that the rain would stop. And in time for us to go, we looked out the window and the rain had stopped, which is actually kind of crazy in Singapore because usually when it starts raining, it's going to be raining for maybe a few hours and it's very predictable. Like it's going to just keep raining for a long time. And so it was so surprising that we both looked out the window and it's sunshine, no more rain.
What did your companions?
She just said, wow. I was like, yeah, wow. And we went and found in the same place that we had planned to find. So I do believe that when we have faith and it's according to God's plan and it's His will, that we will see miracles. We will see those tender mercies.
And I bet God just loves to bless His children when they do have faith. Like, I think of that little story, like, He was like, of course I'm going to show that when you have faith, I can do all things. Like, and things like that don't always happen, but I'm sure God just loves to bless His children when they have faith. And that kind of made me think of this scripture that says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and that shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and by fasting. I also agree that all things happen towards God's will. And when we try to align our will with His and have faith in His plan, then that's also when we see His miracles.
Yeah. Another scripture that I loved is Moroni 10:32. And it says, yea, come unto Christ and be perfected in Him and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. And if ye shall deny yourselves of all ungodliness and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then is His grace sufficient for you, that by His grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, ye can in no wise deny the power of God. This is at the very end of the Book of Mormon, and I absolutely love this scripture because it talks about a key point of how God works. That when we love Him and His children with all our heart, might, mind, and strength, that is when He intervenes in our life more than we can even believe. I truly testify and know that throughout our life, I think God is in our life more than we even know, way more than we even know. And that when we are maybe looking back at the replay of our life, I don't know if we actually get a replay of our life, but sometimes I imagine the replay of random moments of my life or these just everyday moments where you can see angels surrounding you and helping you in so many ways. I truly believe that He is in our life every day.
in ways that we don't even recognize right now.
Amen.
So we just want to invite you to maybe write down a few ways in your journal, in your phone, of ways that you can show God that you want him to intervene in your life, of ways that you can love him and have faith in him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. And we know that as you do this, you will receive heavenly help and also be able to recognize tender mercies. And I remember moments throughout your days.
Yeah. And I know that Heavenly Father loves his children so much. And the ways that he reaches out to his children, no matter where you're at or whatever you're doing, he wants to be involved in our lives. So as we choose to exercise faith in him, we'll just see him flood into our lives because that's what he wants for each of his children.
Send us your I Remember moments through email, through the comments, or through our Instagram. And remember to remember him this week.
See you next time.
Helaman 5:9. Oh, remember, remember.
Helaman 5:12. Remember, remember.
Ether 7:27. He remembered the great things that the Lord had done.
Hosea 2:41.
Oh, remember, remember.
Helaman 14:30.
And now remember, remember, that ye are permitted to act for yourselves. For behold, God hath given unto you a knowledge, and he hath made you free.
2 Nephi 25:26. And we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, that our children may know to what source they may look for remission of their sins.